Can you tell us anything about Barrick Gold in particular? Because they're not very good about being honest about their practices either, are they?
Well, I mean, God forbid I should say anything about Barrick Gold or I might be sued. You know that people who speak out about Barrick Gold make allegations and end up in court Barrick Gold.
Greg Pilaster's a case in
point.
That's
right. Yes. You know, they have some allegations that have been made against them in Bulyanhulu in Tanzania.
Mm.
Those are very serious allegations where people's lives were lost when a mine was taken over, basically, and they were buried alive.
Where somebody was responsible for bulldozing them, that was what it was alleged, wasn't it?
And, you know, the question is whether Barrick was aware of this or not.
Mm.
And then there's all kinds of stuff going down in South America where with taxes, possibility of whether they paid taxes they owed. And in the United States, they're being taken to court by... Remember if it's Morgan? Oh well, they've been taking the court there for doing fraudulent practices.
Yeah, price fixing.
That's right. Mm. Manipulating the price of gold with their hedging policy, and they've had a lot of controversy over this practice of hedging, which has to do with selling your gold in advance of actually digging it up at certain prices. And they've had a lot of controversy. And you know, one moment they're for hedging, and the next moment they're like, we're not going to hedge anymore. And so their reputation has been quite tarnished lately, and what I've heard is that in the gold mining industry they're not well liked.
Even though they are the second biggest, I think, in Australia anyway.
Yeah, they're second or third biggest in the worldwide, and they're the largest in Canada. And they actually go for much larger mines than, you know, Lake Powell is. Doesn't make that much sense for Barrick. I wouldn't be surprised to see them try and sell it at some point once they get their plans in place, because it's the same way Rio Tinto owned it for a while and sold it to Homestake, which is a smaller operation, and then Barrick Gold overtook Homestake.
So just how far along is the mine infrastructure?
You know, to date, they were doing lots of exploration, basically. Now I hear just starting construction on roads.
Hmm.
So, but they haven't actually begun, you know, constructing a pit. So,
they've got all the permission they need? They have got all the permissions, have they, that they need?
Well, we're just trying to find that out. They have many, many management plans they need to get into place, and once those are in place, then they get their actual license and to go ahead, and the management plans have just been released, and we're trying to find out, you know, the details on that and, whether we can submit public comment and so on.
Do you know if there's any likelihood that the same grounds that the Timbara gold mine was stopped would stop this particular gold mine?
Well, Timbara Gold Mine in some ways was stopped because they had difficulty getting some water licensing. That could happen with Lake
Powell. Especially in a drought, yeah.
There's been a lot of litigation. That's the other thing you can expect to see, is that gold mine companies will tend to take shortcuts wherever possible. And every time they take a shortcut, that's an opportunity for more litigation. Usually, you know, they've cut corners and there's some kind of breaches. So if they, you know, if they go ahead certain ways with their water without doing it correctly, then they could see the loss of licenses. But at the moment, that wouldn't be grounds for stopping them, although there's been some controversy over the water licenses, which lapsed for a while, and then they got renewed. And the same with their development consent. There's a 5-year development consent, and they're supposed to start by the end of March, I believe it is, next month. Mm. And what the government in New South Wales did was go ahead and change the legislation that says that now you can renew or extend development consents if they've been delayed because of litigation. So they're going to be claiming shortly that litigation caused them to be delayed and get an extension on their development consent. So they're very, very eager to have this project go ahead.
Mm.
They don't want us to stop it, you know. And truly, you know, it would be hard to imagine. You know, I've talked to people who are expert in the area of mining, and they just think this is definitely a disaster waiting to happen. You know, it's not a good idea.
Do you know if there's been any opposition from the local irrigators to the gold mine?
Haven't heard any. I mean, I've met some farmers in the area who are quite worried about it because they've suffered other effects and seen other effects to cattle from, you know, from the dust and from the water that rains down. And, you know, there's actually a number of farmers who are against it. But it might be difficult for some of the farmers to speak out because others are for it, you know.
Especially with the chance of litigation, of return.
Yeah, but, you know, it's been a bit slow for for some people in the community to get on board, because for a while it was halted and then it was started, and there's been quite a lot of PR from the company about, you know, why this is good.
Jobs, that sort of thing.
Yeah, just great for the economy and all that. Let's see, you know, like in Tenterfield and Drake, nothing came out of the Timbara mine.
Yeah.
Just headache. You know, and it would be really terrible to see this go the path of that, where, you know, they did all this construction work up at Timbara, and then they got out maybe one bar of gold. So we'd hate to see them destroy the place. It could be designated as a Ramsar site, which means an international wetland of importance. It meets the criteria. It has these migratory birds from China and Japan that depend on it.
What's the chances of that happening in time to stop the mine?
Oh, it's the other way around. Ramsar status doesn't really stop a mine. Like, you can actually, even though Australia has, you know, pledged its support of Ramsar and pledged not to, you know, pledged to protect places where migratory birds go and so on, it's not enough. It doesn't stop extraction industries.
No.
But it's the other way around, more that if there wasn't a mine, we'd be more likely to get the government to agree to a submission around Ramsar, and, you know, to push to get it Ramsar protected. And, you know, once it's Ramsar protected, you can make stronger case against the gold mine. But after the nomination a number of years ago, or not the nomination, it was suggested that Lake Howell be nominated for Ramsar. The government suggested it, and then it goes to Parks, the National Parks and Wildlife Service, and they ended up not submitting a nomination because of the gold mine, but they said because of lack of resources and land tenure complexities.
Mm-hmm.
But land tenure complexities is there's a gold mine. You know, the mining company has bought up various pieces of land there.
Well, okay, you've covered a lot of the issues of this mine. Can you tell us, you've got a website that has further information for people to look at. Can you tell us where that is?
Sure, it's www.rainforestinfo, all one word, .org.au, and then they can click on Lake Cowell or Gold Campaign.